There was also big news in the world of science today. The Nobel Prize in Physics went to Takaki Kajita of Japan and Arthur MacDonald of Canada for discovering that subatomic particles called neutrinos have mass. Joining us to explain is Michael Turner, director of the Kavli Institute for Cosmological Physics at the University of Chicago. Professor, welcome.
Glad to be here, Jeremy.
Well, and tell us about the magnitude of this discovery that neutrinos have mass. How big of a deal is that?
I think it's a pretty big deal. Neutrinos have a great deal of influence on the universe and our understanding of elementary particles. You know, they're called lightweights, but if there were ever an example of a lightweight punching above weight, it really is the neutrino.
Why? What are they exactly?
The neutrinos are the partners of electrons. And what's amazing, we all know the electron, and electrons are key to atoms and chemistry and all of that. And the neutrinos are just like electrons, but they don't have any charge. And so that changes the whole story. It means they can't form atoms. It means they're very hard to detect. It means that trillions of them pass through us without our knowledge. And so they're called ghostly, they're called elusive, but they're really important.
And up until this discovery, scientists believed that neutrinos had no mass.
That's right. So we knew that they were very, very light, you know, less than a millionth the mass of the electron, which is the lightest particle. And so the working assumption is, well, maybe they're massless. And having even this tiny, tiny little mass just changes the whole story.
And does what for our understanding of the universe, for example? What does it tell us about the big picture?
Many things about the big picture. Let me start with how much they contribute to the mass budget of the universe. Even though they have a tiny little mass, the universe has so many neutrinos that they contribute as much to the mass budget of the universe as do the stars that we see in the sky. They also tell us that the particle physicists who put together this amazing model of how the world works, called the Standard Model, it explains quarks to chemistry and beyond, is incomplete, because in that model of the basic particles and forces, neutrinos are supposed to be massless. And so even having this tiny little mass tells us that there's more to understand. Neutrinos also help, well, they're the mechanism by which the massive stars in the universe explode, cook the heaviest elements that are essential to life, and disperse them through the universe. So the neutrino is a particle that really does punch above its weight.
It's interesting because yesterday we had the Nobel Prize in Medicine, and it was very clear what the result of the research was, that the people who won it had helped to solve some of the world's parasitic diseases. With this one, it's not so concrete. It's still very complex, and we aren't exactly sure what this is going to mean going forward, are we?
So this is more the beginning than the end. So I think yesterday's prize was more about the end. We can solve these two diseases. This is more about the beginning. So for example, one of the big questions that we're trying to answer, and there's a few hints in this direction, is there may be other particles like the neutrino that are very important to how structure forms in the universe. They're called sterile neutrinos. Another thing that we would like to understand is the origin of ordinary matter, the atoms that you and I are made out of. We believe that neutrinos in the early universe had a role in creating the ordinary matter that we're made out of. So I think this really is the beginning of a story. The Fermi Lab, which is just 30 miles from where I am in Chicago, has a big, big neutrino program to study the properties of neutrinos by shooting neutrinos to Homestake and the Homestake mine in South Dakota. So I think you're right. This is more the beginning than the end.
And I understand we have to update a poem from John Updike as a result of this. The first lines of the poem read, "Neutrinos, they are very small. They have no charge and have no mass and do not interact at all. Now we know, not true."
Not true. So we always knew that they interacted a little bit, but John is a poet, so we give him poetic license. And they certainly have no charge. That's what I said earlier. But they do have mass, and that's a really big deal. And there you go. I mean, Cosmic Gall by John Updike. John Updike's favorite particle, the neutrino. And, you know, by the way, the other interesting thing, this little lightweight, this is its third Nobel Prize. So this particle, which is very, very shy, very, very hard to detect, it requires enormous detectors, gives us an exquisite window to how the universe and how the world of elementary particle physics works.
The little subatomic particle that could and did have mass. Michael Turner, director of the Kavli Institute for Cosmological Physics at the University of Chicago, joining us to talk about today's announcement about the Nobel Prize in Physics. Michael Turner, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.